It's Coast 93.1. Good morning, Blake and Eva show. Todd's here from News Center, Maine. Yeah, we got all kinds of things that we're keeping secret. And Well, we did a topic earlier, last hour. If you're listening now, you probably weren't listening in the 7 o'clock hour. We said, what's your secret that you're keeping right now? And we had one person call who said that he and his girlfriend are pregnant and it's planned, but the family doesn't know. And I said, okay. And then we gave him some advice, which was basically make sure you got money saved up and, you know.
They're really young, yeah.
And then the other one was a guy who's a stripper, like a male stripper, who hasn't told his fiance of 8 years, even though he's been doing it for 20 years.
Wow.
I know. And he like travels for it too. So yeah. And she doesn't realize, it's like, how do you go 8 years without that slipping?
Yeah.
And we just got a call from the one who was announcing the secret pregnancy and who said, don't put that on the radio again. Because
some of the family heard.
Secrets leaking out. Yeah. Which is like, I mean, he did call the radio. So
right. It wasn't like,
what did he expect? And then the stripper guy was totally fine saying his name too. Tyrone. I was like,
is that his stage name?
Well, maybe that's a stage name. Maybe that's why. Because when I said, off the air, I said, are you okay using that name on the air? I mean, we could just call you anonymous. And he said, no, there are a lot of Tyrones. It's like, not in Maine. I don't know a lot of Tyrones. I know a Tyson. I don't know a Tyrone. Then we get this message. Check this out. This is from a woman who messaged our Facebook page. And she said, I, too, was a secret stripper. I met my ex at the club where I worked. But then he got jealous and possessive. So I had to hide that I still danced. So think about that. He met her while she was a stripper.
Right.
But then got jealous and possessive. What did you think was going to happen?
Right.
Right?
Well, right. But then if he was going to strip clubs, did he stop going? Or did he just go on her nights off?
Yeah. So I don't know if they're still together, but I guess she almost got caught as still stripping. Because one time I came home. And we were going to get intimate, but I still had my nipple paint on.
Oh.
Wait, there's such a thing?
I quickly ran to the bathroom. He asked why. I said I had to make something up. I told him I had to shave my nipple hair.
Ew.
Okay.
That's
is that
turn
better?
Off.
Is that better?
No.
Is that?
Nope.
Okay.
Wow, I got to look at European Wax Center.
Paint?
Do they do that?
I don't know.
I got a long hair.
Is nipple paint maybe like...
What is it?
Makeup or... No, because it can't be... I don't know. Let me ask
her. You know?
Well, maybe she'll reply.
Yeah, ask her what. I don't know what nipple paint is.
This
I know
is on
like
our
little,
Facebook page.
They call them pasties, you know, little things you put on
well,
the
that's
end.
What I would. Right, I know that.
Maybe it was an applique that couldn't come off very easily.
Well, no, she said nipple paint.
Right, she knows better than I do.
I had my nipple paint on. Where do you even get that? Sephora?
Fredericks
you just
of
go
Hollywood.
To the counter. You go to the counter.
Yeah, and go then... to Eva, go to this weekend. Go to actually right after the show, pop over to the mall and see if you can get some nipple paint at Sephora.
You get a free makeover while you're at the counter there too. So
yeah.
They're gonna be like, lady, it's gonna take a lot more than paint. I said it. It's okay.
Like spackle? Like what are we talking about?
None of us know what to do. Neither of us know what to do. Did you notice?
We just went in an awkward place.
Okay.
And when that happens, I usually speak when and it makes it worse.
So
that's what happens when I get in those situations.
I mentioned Tyrone as a stripper, and I don't know why people are calling now. Are they calling to tell us what?
Do we have a whole bunch of secret stripper listeners?
It's like a thing, this
right?
A thing,
I don't
apparently.
Know. I guess so. Maybe. Let me. I'm going to take this risk. Hi. Good morning. Who's this?
Take this risk.
Oh no, they hung up.
Yeah.
I was just going to put them on.
We're watching relationships.
I know, they're just
fall apart all around us, crumbling in front of us.
It's like,
I mean, we should be nicer. We should be nicer about it. We should be encouraging people instead of asking their deepest, darkest secrets.
Encouraging them
what? Yeah, to do what?
I don't know. We should just maybe be nicer instead of saying, hey, what's your secret that you're holding? We should be like, hey, how are you having a good day? You know?
Really?
That'd be boring.
Yeah,
we wouldn't have gotten Ty the stripper.
That's true.
We wouldn't have found out about nipple paint.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. We're going to go back to hard, edgy, probing questions.
Yeah, the nipple pain question. Well, don't be a dick. Oh, yeah, I said that this morning.
Eva,
Eva said that
on the air?
Said that on the air. Yeah.
Why?
It just came out. We were having a heartfelt conversation.
Just a free-for-all here. She forgets that we have a radio show sometimes.
That's insane.
That there are other people who may be listening to this. It's not just a conversation in a living room with some wine or something.
So you actually had to hit your port button.
Hi, are you a stripper who knows about nipple paint?
No, I'm a sister of a brother that used to wear nipple paint.
Hold on. Got to follow that one.
Yep.
Hold on a minute.
He's going to kill me.
Hold on a minute. So your brother used to wear nipple paint?
And pasties.
What? Now, was this like for fun or on the weekends?
For fun on the weekends when we
used to go dancing in Europe. And go out dancing. So what is the nipple paint for? Is that to glue the pasties on?
No, it's like a silver paint that you put over the nipple, and he used to wear like a sheer mesh shirt.
So wait a minute. Oh. So you don't just use like a normal like other paint. They actually sell nipple paint.
Yes, it's colored and it has like an iridescent shine. Oh.
So it shines through the mesh shirt. Is your brother straight?
What's that?
Is he straight?
Yes, he's straight. In the military for many, many years.
Uh-huh. Well, that doesn't mean anything.
I mean, well, he kind of had an alter ego, I guess.
Oh, so this was like he had to be really straight-laced in the military, and then he'd go out with his nipple pain at night.
Oh, yeah. Documentation. We still make fun of him.
I wonder if he ever got caught with his nipple paint in the bunks, you know?
Well, he had his nipples pierced, and they made him remove that.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. But not the nipples. So then he thought, I'm still going to do something with these babies.
Got
to go get some paint. Okay. I wonder if the strippers do the nipple paint so that if the pasty comes off, that's still like sort of covered. You know what I mean? Like even though it's just body paint, it's...
I can't answer that. I don't know.
Come on!
Okay. All right. What's your name?
Bethany.
Bethany, all right.
All right, Bethany.
Anyone who knows Bethany and her brother, you know, fun little secret. Ask him about the nipple paint at Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We're learning
It'll
so
probably much. Come up again.
Yeah, yep. I'm sure it will. All right, thanks for calling, Bethany.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. See, we're just spilling everybody's secrets.
This is great.
We got Tyrone, the secret stripper. We got the guy whose girlfriend is pregnant and the whole family doesn't know, although now apparently they do. Hmm. Then we got Bethany's brother, who's probably wearing nipple paint under his Thanksgiving sweater.
Right.
I'm not sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I see a nipple.
Oh, boy. All right, Todd, what do you got?
With this weather, you see a lot of...
I've said that on the air before.
I said
that on the air.
Oh,
that was my first blooper of my
career. I remember that one.
Yep. 6 months in.
Yep.
So what did you say?
I don't think I... Can I say that on the air?
You know what? They're a little nipply.
I guess I can.
Was it something like that? You did. Apparently, you can say anything on the air.
Well, don't be a dick.
Yeah. Just a free-for-all. Just a free-for-all.
Did you have to beep that out?
Yes.
Like, on the air, did you have to abort?
It was in the 5 o'clock hour, and we assumed we were talking about her friend Richard. She didn't want me to be like Richard.
Yeah.
No one wants to be like Richard.
I have a buddy, Richard. We call him Dicky.
Dicky.
Yeah.
I wear a Dicky.
Shout out to Dicky.
Excuse me?
Women know what a Dicky is.
Well, the music really timed out perfectly there, didn't it?
It just fell off.
It just kind of faded away.
No, it's like a little mock turtleneck with the flap in the front and the back. You know what it is?
But I think men wore that back in the day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know. My mother had them like in every color. Dickies.
She had a Dicky of every color. How about that? Well, lucky her.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I'll send you a picture, Todd. I mean, of the Dickie.
Of your mother?
What
is this picture of?
Wasn't she a ballerina, too?
Uh-huh.
So she would spin around and spin around.
And that poor spinning ice dick in Westbrook.
Okay. We're going to get fired.
Maybe. There's like a 30% chance of that happening. There is. And I know percentages. Yeah. All right? I know percentages.